glass. My trusty steed hath a flat.
And terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
Under attack, time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Tread on my guns, don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. This is the third and final hour here on this TGIF. Thank God it's Friday, March 20th, 2026 edition. Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. As we head into the last week of campaigning for these races that are going to be determined a week from tomorrow, Saturday, March 21st, well, next Saturday, March 28th, 10 o'clock in the morning, us precinct delegates that have been elected by our county parties to go down and vote as voting delegates will be determining who the candidates are going to be for the Republican Party, for Attorney General and Secretary of State, Supreme Court, and the universities. One of these races is getting really, really, really nasty. It's the Attorney General's race. And I got to tell you, I find it absolutely despicable, disgusting, that Republicans would be slinging mud against one another just to win this endorsement convention. The side that's doing it is Doug Lloyd's campaign and his supporters doing it against Kevin Kiefsky. And their argument, the basis for what they're doing, is that this information is out there. And that if Kevin Kiefsky is the candidate, the Democrats will run ads against him using this information. And that he'll lose. Then they even go further and they say that he will be a drag on the overall ticket. That because of him, independents will not vote for him and they may not vote for Republicans because of him. And therefore, we will lose the governor's race. Mike Rogers will lose the U.S. Senate race. We may not flip the state Senate back to Republican control that he'll basically bring down the entire ticket. My only response to that is, that's disgusting. And I don't agree with it. People do not like negative personal attack ads when it comes to politics. They're turned off by it. As a matter of fact, like me, I vote for the person they're attacking. That's how much I absolutely just find it disgusting that they use these tactics. Well, the candidate, Kevin Kievsky, is going to come on in the next segment. I'm going to bring it up only to hear his personal response, because this is getting out of control. These alleged media people, fake news bloggers is basically all they are, acting like investigative reporters and digging up all this dirt and slinging all this mud to try to convince precinct delegates to vote for Doug Lloyd. I'm not going to do it. In full transparency disclosure, I've personally endorsed Kevin Kievsky. And we're going to talk to Kevin about it in the next segment. We're going to take a short break. Word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Is Monica Yatuma. I've spent my career in the private sector, fixing broken systems and delivering real results. When there was waste, I cut it. When there was failure, I demanded accountability. And when problems got tough, I didn't back down. Now I'm running for Secretary of State to bring integrity, efficiency, and common sense back to Michigan government and to protect the trust in our elections that voters deserve. I'm experienced and I know how to get things done. My promise to you is conservative leadership that you can trust. This message has been paid for by Monica Yatuma for Michigan.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Road Trip, the Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall, is the perfect book that will change the way that you think and will positively impact your life. 123 good words, motivational, inspirational definitions, and packed with very cool poems for each word, is a readable experience that you will visit time and time again. Available on Amazon Books and Barnes & Noble. Road Trip, Likely to Succeed, makes the perfect graduation gift. Enjoy reading Road Trip, Likely to Succeed A to Z, the Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Thank you.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number two here on this Friday. Joining us on the line right now is Kevin Kievsky. He's a candidate running for Attorney General for Republican Party at the endorsement convention coming up a week from tomorrow, Saturday, March 28th. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, it's coming down to the final week, and I know you're crazy busy. I know you're making phone calls. But one thing that I've been talking about this morning, I spoke about it in the first hour with Justin Michael. He's a candidate running for Congress. In the bottom of the hour, I spoke with Monica Yutuma about it as well. And this negative campaigning, this mudslinging that's going on, I believe coming from the supporters of your opponent, Doug Lloyd, and others, is just totally despicable. It's disgusting. I just hate when they call it opposition research, but they basically come after people for their personal lives, things that have happened in all of our lives, years, if not in the last century. And I'm just so sick and tired of it. And Kevin, I'm of the position that whenever a campaign or support group is doing this type of negative campaigning, this mudslinging, these attacks, I am totally going to vote for the person they're slinging the mud at, because I find it so despicable, so disgusting, that it's like, well, if you're going to use these type of tactics to win, do I really want you to be the person to be the next Attorney General of the state of Michigan? Am I off on this, or is there some real validity to them saying, well, the Democrats are going to use it against Kevin in November, and he's going to bring down the ticket? I'm just not buying that argument, and I just find it totally disgusting.
Well, I completely agree with you for a few different reasons. The first thing, and I'm not the one just saying it, but other people are coming to me and saying this. If folks are attacking, the only reason they're attacking and doing all this mudslinging is because they are indeed losing. And the only thing that they can do is to try to engage in personal attacks as a way to bolster, try to prop up a failing campaign. And I also agree with you on the second point that, again, I don't care if it's a Democrat, an independent, and a Republican. Unfortunately, the reality is in the general election, everyone is going to be attacking everyone else. So, I mean, he who basically casts stones or aspersions on other folks, they really have to take a look at themselves, because I can tell you without getting into particulars, look, the Democrats are going to come hard after me. They would come hard, probably even harder, after my opponent. And it doesn't matter, because frankly, voters want to have individuals that are going to make their lives better, that are right on the issues, and frankly, that are going to improve Michigan. And the delegates overwhelmingly that I've met throughout the state, and they've proven it time and time again with straw polls and also endorsements like Ottawa County and other places, that I'm the guy to make that change happen. And we're ready for the general election that's going to be starting essentially right after the endorsement convention concludes.
Well, one of the things that I've done a little research on too, and I've got a text message. Actually, it was a phone call, and it was talking about parents that were very much upset with the way their daughters were being treated. And they went to your opponent. They brought it to his attention, and he chose not to prosecute. He chose not to investigate. He chose not to prosecute. And ultimately, after years of frustration, they ended up going to the Democrat Attorney General of the state, Dana Nessel, who listened to their concerns and actually did something about it. And I know you know exactly what I'm talking about. Why don't you inform the public listening to this podcast basically what it is I'm talking about?
Absolutely. So again, I don't know about any phone calls or anything else. The only thing I know is what delegates have shared with me from the past several months. And that is effectively that delegates are really, really upset that an individual decided to abuse children. That individual's name is John Gettert. And from my understanding, this is all based upon public news reports, by the way, that people shared with me, that back in 2013, this gymnast coach who was affiliated with Larry Nassar, the disgraced, awful individual from Michigan State that harmed and sexually abused so many children, that this gentleman, if you want to call him that, in 2013, actually was accosting, harassing, doing some really terrible stuff to a young kid. Apparently, according to the news reports and what people have told me again, that even though there was enough evidence to charge him, that essentially what ended up happening is my opponent decided not to charge for whatever reason, even though there was enough evidence, according to him, and just tell him to take some type of counseling class or something like that. I guess he did that. He avoided charges. But then 2013 on, he continued to actually harm, harass, do all these things to kids. Parents were apparently upset. I read the quotes in the Lansing State Journal from parents, in addition to other news reports, even from NPR or Michigan Public Radio. And then inevitably, what ended up happening is the Michigan Attorney General, a Democrat, based upon a lot of complaints, took the case over, charged the guy. And this was like in the 2020s. And then effectively, he got charged with, what, 24 felonies or something like that? And when he got charged, the guy actually killed himself, which ultimately means that those victims of John Gettert never got any justice. And again, I think that's a very complicated, sad story. I don't blame if people are upset about that, because we can't allow a Democrat to do a job that a Republican, perhaps, according to what I've read, should have done a long time ago.
Well, and that's what I think the Democrats will actually use against your opponent, is that it took a Democrat attorney general to do what this nominee for the Republicans should have, could have done to prevent a lot of harm to our children. And I think that in itself is going to be something that would cause him to lose this race. And we absolutely have got to have a strong constitutional rule of law attorney general going forward, somebody that's not going to play these partisan politics and lawfare against only the opposite party. We need somebody that's going to have blinders on and actually enforce all the laws in the state of Michigan.
That's right, because, I mean, I could take a look right now at the attorney general. She's absolutely just going against Republicans and conservatives. She's prosecuting our faith, our freedoms, in addition to our ability to have free expression. And we don't need to have an attorney general that will do the same thing to perhaps the other party. But we also need to have an attorney general fundamentally that will do their job and not necessarily just abscond their responsibilities because, well, this is too tough, or from what I read regarding that situation that we were just talking about, I don't have the resources. Well, go find the resources, go do the things, and then communicate that to the folks, like the parents that were concerned at the time, because no communication whatsoever or very little is not the right thing to do. We need to have someone that is going to be working on behalf of the people of the state of Michigan, all 10 million of them, and be sure to have their back every step of the way.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, and the thing of it is, for this to come out, for this to be talking about at this upcoming endorsement convention, again, if they start it, and I've been to other conventions, I have heard the speeches, I've heard the attacks, I've seen flyers on the seats, handouts at the door. I have been part of many, many battles at these state conventions. And I got to tell you, I'm going to be booing these people. I'm going to be tearing up the flyers. I'm going to be throwing them in the trash. And I'm going to hold these people accountable at this convention. And I hope and pray that our chairman, Jim Runstead, will police this and make sure it doesn't turn into absolute chaos down at the endorsement convention. I've been through these, Kevin, and it has happened in the past. So I just want you to be prepared. I don't know what your experience has been. I don't know how many state conventions you've been to, but I've been going to them ever since 2010. And I just don't have any tolerance for this kind of behavior whatsoever.
Well, here's what I can say. Unlike you, this will be my first convention. But frankly, I mean, I don't care if it was when I was a school superintendent or, you know, during my practice of law or really anything. I'm not the guy to ever back down. I'm always ready for a fight. And you know what? Almost every single fight I've gotten into in order to defend the right thing, I've won. So I'm not really afraid at all or intimidated. I have a good feeling we're going to be able to do very well at the convention and then deliver for all families across the state of Michigan come November.
Well, you have got a very impressive lady who is doing your nominating speech. I want you to wrap it up here in the last couple of minutes. Talk about Susan Kokinda.
So Susan nominated me. She is a precinct delegate out of the 13th Congressional District. That's the role of her actual nomination, where it's coming from. However, separately, she happens to be the vice chairman as relates to building coalitions for the MIGOP. And as well, she has super popular videos through something called Promethean Action, where she actually talks about how Trump is trying to reindustrialize the United States. She goes into why folks are going into Iran in Trump's strategy. She nominated me. That was an absolute honor. And I got to tell you, I mean, the video is up there on the MIGOP website, but it's also on my X account. And that particular video, I think I took a look at the results yesterday or this morning, has over 40,000 views and like 1,500 likes, which is just absolutely going viral. And then we also have Representative Jim DeSena, one of probably the top three conservative members in the House. He's in charge of, frankly, the Faith, Freedom, and Family Caucus. And he has not only endorsed me, but he did my seconding video as well. And that's also on my ex website. Because these leaders show that Michigan needs to solidify the gains conservatives have made and build upon them. And if we don't have an attorney general that is rule of law, that actually not just says he likes the Constitution, but really understands it and has worked with it. And if we don't have an attorney general that is going to be fighting for all citizens across the state of Michigan, we're going to have a huge problem. So that's why they actually have not only nominated and seconded me to be the next attorney general, but that's why they're behind me 110%.
Well, I got to tell you, it's a very impressive video. I'm looking forward, if you could, you know, just put in the back of your mind, I know you're going to be crazy busy, but I'd like to meet Susan. I've never met her, but I want to have her on my show on a regular basis. I want to do weekly interviews with her because her videos are impressive, but I want the audience to be able to get a half-hour podcast and her being able to share it through my radio family and my network because she's very impressive, lots of research, and I'm sure for her, I know that she vetted you absolutely before she would ever consider nominating you.
Absolutely. Her videos, they get like 500,000 to 1,000,000 views distributed across all.